thank you, paid the baker for the bread you ate today. And he thinks he paid the miller for the grain. But nobody paid the maker for the things that made it grow, like the air and the sunshine and the rain. Now you don't grumble when you pay your room and board. When the landlord comes around, you don't complain. So the least that you can do is thank the Lord for the air and the sunshine and the rain. If it's Cadillac or Ford, you must pay for oil and gasoline, but air and water's free. Don't you think that you should pause and thank the Lord? Now you don't grumble when you play your room and board. When the landlord comes around, you don't complain. So the least that you can do is thank the man in town, but the things that really count, you get your share. For a man with lots of money sometimes can't afford a smile, while the hobo is a sunshine millionaire. Now you don't grumble when you pay your room and board. When the landlord comes around, you don't complain.
I guess y'all heard about the three bears, didn't you? You know, the big bear and the middle-sized bear and the little bear. Well, there was three old maids. There's a big old maid and a middle-sized old maid and a little old maid. And they all took a tramp in the woods. Oh, you're quick tonight. All right, they took a walk. Okay. They wanted their soup to cool. Well, when they come back, they walked in the kitchen, and the big old maid said, "Somebody been eating my soup." And the middle son said, "Somebody been eating my soup." And the little one said, "Somebody been eating my soup and eat it all up." So they went on into the living room. And the big old maid said, "Somebody been sitting in my chair." And the middle son said, "Somebody been sitting in my chair." And the little one said, "Somebody been sitting in my chair and broke it down." So they went on into the bedroom. And the big, you're way ahead of me, I know. And the big old maid said, "Somebody been sleeping in my bed." And the middle son said, "Somebody been sleeping in my bed." And way in the other room, the little old maid said, "Good night, girls." Oh, now let's sing them a pretty song, boys. And who starts it off, me?